Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
TJ sent me an interesting story out of Ohio from Cincinnati.com, which is the Cincinnati Inquirer. Kevin Grasha wrote it. A lawsuit alleges that a man paid $3,000 to get his friend out of jail, and the court kept half the money, violating the Constitution. So here's what's going on. We're talking about bail and bond. And we've all heard those phrases bandied about, and I will try to explain this as best I can. But what the court is doing here is, in fact, wrong. And we know that because other courts have said so. And why this court is still doing it, we don't know. I suspect they're going to stop now. They're being sued. But in mid-October, a man named Thomas Embry posted a $3,500 bond plus a $25 fee to get his friend out of jail. And you'll often hear the phrase bail and bond. And in essence, this comes from the Constitution, that you are guaranteed the right to be able to post a bond if you're awaiting trial. Now, we do know there are some cases where somebody's up on 97 counts of homicide and their bond is, you know, $3 trillion or something. But generally speaking, if you are charged with a crime and your trial's not going to happen today, they'll lock you up and hold you till trial, or you can post a bond, and that bond will let you out. And the theory behind the bond is that it assures you will show up for trial. We've heard famous cases of people posted bond and then skipped out. And the distinction technically, although people often use the phrases interchangeably, is that bail is the actual money that's posted as your bond. The bond is the concept. And in essence, it's somebody vouching that you will show up. Now, sometimes you can post your own bond, okay? They say, okay, if you want to get out, personal recognizance, where we'll let you out on just the fact that you promise you'll show up. And sometimes it lets you post your own money. And the theory is if you show up, you get your money back. But quite often, a third party posts the money on your behalf. If you show up for court, they're supposed to get their money back. But not in Ohio. So the man posted a $3,500 bond plus $25 to get his friend out of jail. His friend had been charged in Fairfield Municipal Court with falsification. She missed a court hearing, but then she was arrested for criminal contempt. She was held at the Butler County Jail for 6 days and before being released after Embry posted her bond. The charges against her were ultimately resolved without her missing any further court hearings. She pleaded to an attempted falsification charge. But according to the recently filed federal lawsuit, the court didn't return Embry's money, which he posted as bond, because she showed up. So he should get his money back, $3,525. Instead, the court simply deducted the $1,600 fines and costs that the defendant owed after pleading guilty to attempted falsification. But that's not her money. It's money put up by the guy, and he's supposed to get the money back. So according to the lawsuit, the court had used Embry's money to pay for Taylor's fines and fees in the other case. And by the way, these are two separate cases we're talking about. So he posted the bond for her on the one case, and on the second case where she pleads guilty, they take this bond money and apply it to these fines and costs. The lawsuit says Fairfield Municipal Court regularly takes fines and costs out of bonds posted by third parties, even after the Ohio Supreme Court has said that this practice violates the Ohio State Constitution and the U.S. Constitution. And if you think about it, it makes sense. Someone posts a bond, it's their money, and they're risking it. If you don't show up, they're going to forfeit it. If you do show up, they're supposed to get the money back. So the attorney who filed the suit says, I'm sure Embry isn't the first one. How many others there are, I don't know. Officials with the court did not immediately respond to comment. According to the lawsuit, the practice of using the bond money to pay the fines and costs inhibits third parties from posting bonds because it threatens liability for an unstated future amount of fines, fees, and costs. Why would I post the bond that my friend is going to show up when I know that if he does show up, I still might lose the money? That's a very strong economic argument. That leads to the jail population being artificially inflated as well, the attorney points out. It also provides an incentive to the judges because they can assess higher fines and costs because they can look at the bond and go, oh, you've got $3,500 posted on your behalf. Your fines and costs, $2,000. But they're supposed to assess fines and costs based on a bunch of things, including what the defendant can pay. And they're judging it not on what the defendant can pay, but what the defendant's friend can pay. Businesses that post bonds are exempt from having fines and costs taken out of that money, the lawyer says, which makes the practice even more egregious. The lawsuit was filed last week in U.S. District Court in Cincinnati. And so if you go back, I think it's the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, says that excessive bail shall not be required. And the whole concept of bail, it's actually fascinating, goes back to the old days in England when the legal system basically was the monarch, the king, quite often. And then there would be sheriffs who would enforce the law, and there'd be courts and judges and so on. And it was not uncommon that somebody would get arrested and charged with a crime, but there might not be a court nearby, or it might be one of those situations where the judges travel a circuit and are only holding court in an area periodically. And so if somebody's arrested on a charge and held in jail until such time as they can be tried, rotting away in that jail might be a really, really bad thing, especially if that person, for instance, is, you know, somebody who farms and their family needs to eat. So they actually had laws passed in England going back to the 1600s talking about how they have to allow you to post a bail to get yourself out of jail so that you can at least, you know, be constructive while you're awaiting trial. And there's a tension there, obviously, where somebody who's accused of a heinous crime might get out of jail and take off and run, not wanting to face the music. So not the album by ELO, but the concept. And so the point is that they can make you post a large enough one if you're doing it yourself, or someone can do it on your behalf. And that's really what it used to be, that somebody would vouch for you and say, I will make sure this person shows up and I will be the one who puts up the money. Because as you can imagine, if I'm accused of a heinous crime and I've got money, I might think, hey, I can buy my way out of this. I can post bail and skedaddle. And so the thinking is that we'll find somebody else who's going to put up a couple million kroner or whatever it is in your jurisdiction to assure that you show up. And the thinking is that if somebody else puts up something really serious and assures the court that you're going to show up and you don't show up, that friend of yours is going to know where you are, narc you out, and get you to come back in, if not dragging you in by themselves. And of course, there's an entire industry regarding bail bonds. And it depends on the state you're in. But in many places near the courts are buildings, bail bond, call us. And that's a third party. It's a commercial enterprise. It's a business making money. And they will actually say, okay, what's required for you? And they say, $10,000 cash, $10,000 cash. And the bail bonds people will figure out whether or not it makes sense for them to put $10,000 up and then get you out. And if you show up for trial, they get their money back, plus you pay them a fee for that. And it might be 10%, might be 20%. And then, of course, if you skip and disappear, then they're going to send somebody out looking for you because they've got a financial incentive to find you. And we hear about these bounty hunters, and depends on what state you're in. Some states don't allow independent bounty hunters. So in some states, if a bail bondsman finds out where you are after you've skipped, they got to go find the authorities and bring the authorities over, and the authorities get you. But in other states, they can, bust in themselves and drag you back. So, complicated concept. But in Ohio, it ain't complicated. Guy posts the bond for his friend. His friend shows up for court, gets fined, and the fines and costs are taken out of the money that he put up as bond. And as you can see, it's wrong. It's wrong. So, lawsuit's been filed. This seems like a pretty straightforward slam dunk, as we'd say, because of the fact that the Ohio Supreme Court has already weighed in and said this is wrong. So not in this case, but this concept in general. So do they have some way around that? We'll have to see. But as of right now, if I was a betting man, and I'm not, I'd bet that this guy's going to win this argument. So Kevin Grasha wrote it for the Cincinnati Inquirer, Cincinnati.com. The lawsuit says, man paid $3,000 to get his friend out of jail. The court kept half the money, violating the Constitution. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law.
The top of one mountain is always the bottom of another.